news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
We're going in the wrong direction. If you look at the inflection of the curve of new cases, and as you said in the run-in to this interview, that it is among the unvaccinated. And since we have 50% of the country is not fully vaccinated, that's a problem.
Dr. Anthony Fauci said he was very frustrated over the unnecessary predicament, as he called it, that the nation faces with COVID-19 cases soaring in the regions with the highest percentages of unvaccinated people. Fauci said public health officials were actively considering recommending that even vaccinated Americans wear masks to help prevent new infections. He said the CDC models are projecting a worst-case scenario of 4,000 deaths a day if things don't improve. But as is kind of apparent, the vaccine divide is a political one. Polling shows that many Americans in conservative states remain deeply skeptical of the vaccine, and a lot of them say that they will never get one. But more and more conservative leaders are joining the calls to get vaccinated as this Delta variant rips through vulnerable communities. CNN's Harry Enten pointed out the discrepancies based upon where Americans get their news.
So this is age 18. It's adults with at least one COVID vaccine dose by their main source of news. Look at this. Fox News, just 62% of people who use Fox News as their main news source have at least one dose. Compare that to ABC News, ABC, CBS, NBC, 79%, or this network and MSNBC, 83%. So what we see is about 20 points less of the Fox News audience has been vaccinated compared to the people who get their news from, say, some other television outlet.
We kind of knew it, but it's interesting to hear the facts laid out like that. Thankfully, some Republican states are coming around. This is Alabama Governor Kay Ivey.
The new cases in COVID are because of unvaccinated folks. Almost 100% of the new hospitalizations are with unvaccinated folks. And the deaths are certainly occurring with unvaccinated folks. These folks are choosing a horrible lifestyle of self-inflicted pain.
Besides, you know, this emotional plea you just gave us, what is it going to take to get people to get shots in arms?
I don't know. You tell me. Folks supposed to have common sense. But it's time to start blaming the unvaccinated folks, not the regular folks. It's the unvaccinated folks that are letting us down.
But as a leader of the state, don't you think it's your responsibility to try and help get this situation under control?
I've done all I know how to do. I can encourage you to do something, but I can't make you take care of yourself.
And for the past month, more than 100 children under the age of 5 have been dying weekly from COVID-19 in Indonesia. That should end the thinking that children are rarely affected by the virus. Health officials say the sharp uptick in child mortality, this is the highest seen in any country since the pandemic began, is driven by the Delta variant. Indonesia is just the latest country to be crushed under the weight of a new wave of the pandemic, marking 50,000 new infections and 1,566 deaths in a single day on Friday. Children in Indonesia now make up 12.5% of all infections, and they're not eligible for vaccinations. Just something to keep in mind. In France, protesters are gathering outside the halls of parliament while lawmakers work inside through the weekend to pass a controversial Green Pass law. This legislation will now be in effect until at least November 15th. It'll require anyone who wants to eat at a restaurant or get on a domestic train or an airplane to prove that they have been inoculated against COVID-19 or have a negative test taken within 48 hours. The law also stipulates that all health workers will have to be vaccinated by September 15th. The law will initially apply to adults over the age of 18, but as of September 30th, everyone over 12 will also be required to carry the so-called Green Pass. Now, previous legislation already prohibited anyone without a vaccination or negative test from entering museums, movie theaters, or swimming pools. But more than 160,000 people took to the streets across France to protest the bill this weekend. Dozens were arrested, and the bill now has to be signed off on by France's Constitutional Court. And that should happen early this week. Stay safe, everyone. In other news, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi on Sunday named a second Republican, Congressman Adam Kinzinger, to serve on the select committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol by supporters of the former guy. Pelosi said Kinzinger, an outspoken Trump critic, quote, brings great patriotism to the committee's mission to find the facts and protect our democracy. Kinzinger was one of seven House Republicans who joined the Democrats in voting to impeach Trump in January for inciting the insurrection. Another of those Republicans, Liz Cheney, has already been appointed to that panel by Nancy Pelosi. Of course, Republican House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy withdrew his five nominees after Pelosi rejected two of them, and now a growing number of Republicans want McCarthy and Republican leadership to punish Cheney and Kinzinger for joining the commission. This is ridiculous. And Nancy Pelosi also said Sunday that the House would not vote on that bipartisan infrastructure package until it passes the Senate. She said, quote, we are rooting for the infrastructure bill to pass, but we all know that more needs to be done. Senator Rob Portman of Ohio, one of the leading negotiators on the bipartisan bill, said in a separate appearance that Pelosi's position was, quote, entirely counter to President Biden's commitment to a bipartisan effort to get the proposal through the House and the Senate. He said that the infrastructure bill, quote, has nothing to do with the reckless tax and spend extravaganza Pelosi's talking about. All right, if you think so. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is fully listener-supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com, and please click on that donate button.